Good morning. Sitting here from my back patio, just wanted to say hi and touch base. We have been doing so many things with the house and trying to transition during this time from business to personal stuff, as well as some, you know, mental health facilitating, because I just think during this time of COVID 2020, we need to check in with ourselves. We need to have this balance, and I'm finding myself really kind of unbalanced. There's certain things that I'm doing really well and some things I'm not doing very well. So I feel like having a routine in business and in life obviously really help. Having organizational skills. I've went through every closet, underneath every bed. We've cleaned the carpets. It's like a whole transformation. The things that we haven't been able to do. So in business, I'm trying to transfer that over as well once we get back into the routine of things. I have a desk set up. I think I've showed you a few pictures of a long desk with all my beads and everything in a jar and certain boxes that I have a, you know, to-do pile, finished pile. Same with my pictures. When I edit pictures, if I'm doing that, I'll have, you know, need to edit, need to add, finished product list, those kind of things. So it seems to be really helping. I'm finding during this time, though, that my mental health and my contributing to what's going on is I feel inferior a little bit. So I'm trying to find a way where I can fit in and not have to blend in with others during this time. And I'm really finding my morning routine, doing things consistently every day, getting up, I get my tea or my coffee, meditate, do my journaling, my intentions for the day, and just basically setting goals. And I think that's really been helpful. But you throw in children who aren't going to school, aren't doing routines, aren't doing homework, aren't doing chores, those kind of things, and their activities are down. So I'm finding that it's a real struggle as well, just all around. So we're trying to make it work, trying to blend in those areas that need attention, and giving ourselves, I think, the gratitude of what we do have instead of thinking about what we don't have. I'm really trying to focus that with my son. I have a 13-year-old, almost 14-year-old son, and I'm trying my best to show him that his actions are the ones that are going to help him when he doesn't have anybody around during those times. So how to be self-sufficient, how to problem solve. So we're working on those things. One thing that I am going to be doing is taking a class. I find that being frustrated with my tech skills has really gotten to me, and I really think I need to be a part of the growing community of technology, how that works, how it can make it benefit me in business. So I'm going to be working on that, taking a class, as well as doing more social media type posts that bring value to people. I find when I'm doing skills, how to wire wrap, how to mala, pearl knot, I find that I get more traction and I think it brings people more value. So I'd really like to do more of that. So I hope you are well, and I hope that you guys are touching in with yourselves and finding routines that work well for you and understand why you're doing them. When you have a why set, I think it's really important, and you come back to that why. If you have moments in your life where you do fall out of routine or you do waver a little bit, I think falling back on your true north and on that compass is really important. I hope you guys are well. Be well, do well, be kind to one another. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.